Good evening. This is the 7 p.m. advisory update on Hurricane Earl. Pardon me. At this hour, Earl's moving towards the northwest at about 17 miles per hour. But in the last hour or two, there has been a little bit of a wobble towards the north. That's actually good news, which we'll get back to in just a moment. The hurricane still has winds of about 135 miles per hour, making it a Category 4 on the 1 to 5 scale. And we expect that the intensity will not change a great deal over the next day or two. So as the hurricane approaches the coast of North Carolina, Mid-Atlantic coast, northward to New England, we think that the hurricane will remain at major hurricane status, at least Category 3 to near North Carolina, and then gradually weaken as it moves further north. There are now warnings and watches from North Carolina northward through New England. I mentioned the track of the storm, and we expect that this general motion towards North Carolina will continue and take the center to near or just offshore the Outer Banks and then Cape Cod in the next day and a half to 2.5 days. It's very important, though, whether the center moves a little bit farther to the west or a little to the east. If it stays offshore, that keeps most of the rough weather in the offshore area. If the center moves overland, however, that will bring the highest winds and a highest storm surge as well over land. Now, I mentioned that we've seen a little wobble to the north in the last couple hours rather than this northwestward heading that we had been seeing for the last day or so. And the longer this northward heading is maintained, the better the news is, because that will then keep the center a little bit further offshore. But at this stage, we think it probably is just a wobble and that will return to a northwestward heading in the next few hours. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.